Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Let the filibustering begin.
Welcome to Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to Filibuster here on the Nerd Party Network. Our weekend of coverage continues with an interview with Australian actress Melissa George, who speaks with me about her return down under to play Evelyn in The Butterfly Tree. When burlesque performer turned florist Evelyn arrives in an Australian town, she beguiles 13-year-old Finn and his teacher father, Al. Father and son are struggling to cope with the loss of Finn's mother and quickly warm to Evelyn's charm. Writer-director Priscilla Cameron's film is rich with atmosphere and idealism, and Melissa George is charismatic as a romanticised woman who cannot live up to the expectations of men, but who represents the hope of finding a way out of their sadness. Enjoy the show, and thanks to Melissa for joining me.
Thank you for joining me today. How did you become involved in this movie? It's a bit of a return to Australia for you, it's such an exciting role too.
It's a beautiful role. Females, actresses, we always try and find that really rich, luscious, vibrant role that ticks all the boxes, and this particular one did, and I signed on to it 7 years ago when my manager of 25 years called me, and Priscilla was just like, I've just seen you in your treatment and I would love you to play Evelyn. Mm-hmm. And when she sent the script through, she also sent a package of like how she wants it to look, costumes, props that she's been collecting for years. She basically told me the entire landscape. Yeah. And everything that I've seen today in the film was what she pitched to me 7 years ago.
That's incredible.
So way to get an actor that you want on board is just to give them the whole tapestry. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. And I signed on, and then every year I would sign another letter to say I'm still on board and let me know when you can shoot. And then it was a story that I would tell to friends around the world, I just read the script and I was so in love with it, and this role is so great, it's so sad, it's so beautiful. And then friends for years would be like, when's The Butterfly Tree getting made? Like, people, it's stuck in the mind of people. And so I finally got it made.
Why did it take so long to make? As I say, it's quite a unique movie.
They had to get their financing for the script. Mm-hmm. And then they had to get the financing for the shoot. And then certain actors would fall through, like the male actor. Mm-hmm. And then I had two babies back to back.
Okay.
I had two sons. So the second, by the time I was like, oh, could you wait a little bit longer? But then I thought, no, because my son was 4 months old when I was filming The Butterfly Tree. So he was only a baby.
Yeah.
And I got to play a burlesque dancer with a newborn baby. Yeah. So, I had a huge son, 4.4 kilo. Uh-huh. And I had another 1.5-year-old with me as well. I took them to the jungle, the rainforest of Australia, and got to film this role that I've been waiting 7 years for.
What was it like to kind of return back to Australia to make something again? It's been a bit little while, I think, since you've done.
I go back when I did the slap. I only go back, I go back a lot, but to work, Australia is so, it's my home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be so careful. I only want to go home when it's just the best project.
Yeah.
Because it's sensitive to me. If I'm going to do something with the stamp of Australia on it, I want it to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And the slap and then this, I feel like there's many offers to go back to do jobs, but not like the two that I have.
And because obviously, Australia's got two movies here at the festival. It's got The Butterfly Tree and Flammable Children. And it seems that kind of Australia's now making a bit of an impact again at festivals.
When is Flammable Children? Came out last year.
I know, but it's only now just made it here. So it's actually part of the Best of the Fest as well. So audience have really connected with it as well. So
that's
it
great.
Seems to be really good to see Australian cinema represented here, not just the usual European nations, America.
Really nice.
So that's been fantastic.
We know Scotland's so close to us over there.
I know.
Love it. I mean, my ancestors are from Glasgow.
Really?
It's not home, but it is in many ways.
I think with the film, what immediately caught my attention was the way it tackles grief in younger and older people. What was that like for you, kind of reading the script? And you're almost the character that's carrying this, that's got such a unique approach to handling grief. What was that like for you as an actress to dive into?
I mean, when we were rehearsing it, there'd be tears, lots of tears, because here's a young boy that's lost his mother. Here's a father that's just losing his job and trying to take care of his only child, lost his wife. And there's this woman that's just all the life that they have lost, she just had.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a moth to a flame, They were all just in this small town would gravitate to this colourful, burlesque, vivacious woman that just oozed life. and not knowing that she's losing life at the same time.
Yeah.
So his tale was just so like, oh my God, you know. And you know, everyone goes through things in life that, that require a certain amount of time of grief, of grieving. And the key is to get through it fast.
Yeah.
And with the right people around you, and in this case, we all the characters in this story helped each other breathe again.
Yeah. I was curious as well, with like so much of the talk of the festival has been about kind of representation in films, and what kind of got me quite excited with this movie as well is like Priscilla Cameron's, that's her first main feature, and it's a movie that's written with a female character as the lead. Yeah. And stuff like that. Is that something that you look for in roles as well, to get people like that, that sometimes the best people to write for women are women? So often you see a film,
women,
you go, I don't think that's how it's going to be done.
Women are, you know, if you're a female lover, you know, if you love women, then you, And hopefully most of the world do, you know that women can bring such an element to, to all sorts of things, whether it's to the family, or, and in cinema you get such a different kind of movie when it's directed by a female, written by a female, and starring a female. So, I don't know, I think it's, of course for me, I'm always reading scripts saying, I turned down a show recently because the role was just like, what? Sorry, what, does she have a voice? Does she not do anything? So we don't work as much because there's not as much for us.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, that's why you stay 7 years.
Yeah.
Look at this woman.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's like the best character.
It's such a visually striking movie as well.
Oh my God, she's like a Blanche DuBois, you know? Like, she's got this over-the-top style. And she's just in a forest. A single woman, and roller skating, and smoking pot, and taking care of her orchids, and allowing the teenage boy to spy on her, and she's fully aware, and then falling in love with the father, and then she's going through all this.
So, do you see role for 19 minutes to fit in? And
it's just like a lot. It's a lot.
How do you kind of prepare for a role like that? There's so many things that you need to do. You're rollerblading, burlesque, you know, even just sort of being this kind of character. What kind of effort goes into that?
Look, I'm 40, you know. When you're 40, I hope I've accumulated enough experience to play, you know, a burlesque woman with all these multi-facets that this woman has. I think it's obviously, I think my life has brought me sometimes to this role. And when you're 20, I don't think I would have gotten this role. You know, there's certain roles that you get because you give something out of you that is appropriate for this point in your life. And you know, she's a woman that's wanting children, and she never had her kids. And obviously, I went through that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But now I've got my two sons. So, but now I want to hold on to my sons, and that brought a lot of like a layer of grief. You know, actually, it's weird because I was 2 months in Mount Tambourine. I had my family there, and it was the last time I ever left with my sons to work.
Oh, really?
So I'm looking forward to that again.
Yeah. One of the highlights of the film for me was the relationship between you and Finn. I don't have the actor's name to hand, but
Ed Oxenbould.
What was it like for you two to be working together? He's such a young actor, and I can imagine he probably was barely a child when the first script came round and stuff.
There was a fine balance between being a sexual interest for him and being a maternal interest.
Yeah.
Because clearly, in the story, he loses his mother. So a woman of my age and a young boy of that, I'm old enough to be his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's confused because he's going through puberty and he's discovering lust and, you know, sexuality and all of that. And he sees this woman that takes all of it, like mother, lover, you know.
It's like a Greek tragedy, isn't it?
It's a Greek tragedy. So we had to really work hard in rehearsal to establish such trust between him and I as actors so that we could be just complicity, complicit with each other on set, and that we could explore avenues. And when there was the kissing scene or whatever, is it a mother kissing her son?
Yeah.
Or was it a future lover? Was it, and we really rehearsed, just like exhausted that, just to just do trust exercises and touching exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I touch you here, what does it make you feel?
Yeah.
When you touch me here, what does it make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, with a young boy like that, you know, I have two sons, so they crave that cuddle from mummy, you know, even if they just put their head here.
Yeah.
It's like, they all want that, and he's suffering because he doesn't have his mother, so it just brought up so many things, and we really had to work at finding the balance between not non-sexual and maternal, you know.
Yeah, and as you were saying, like, as an actress, you've reached a stage where these things all come quite naturally to you.
They do
And is that for, like, with like such a young actor, that's someone that you can pass on some of that advice to, that, you know, when I was younger, this was something...
I wish I could pass advice on to Ed, but he knows so much more than me. There was no question of me feeling like a mother or a teacher to him.
Mm-hmm.
The He's so brilliant. He was so remarkably independent. His mother was there, but she was just, she's the coolest. Yeah. She's an actress.
And, awesome.
You know, so really, you know, when we, I had to teach him how to roller skate a little bit, he just has this innocence about him.
I think it's one thing with young actors, and as yourself, you were such a young actress when, when you got your break, is that fearless thing of like, yeah, I'll do that, I'll take on that, any sort of thing.
I just call him, his energy, like, wow, we've been here a long time. Yeah, it's nice. That's what you have to remember when you get older too, is that you still feel like you were back then. Yeah. And being around his energy just gave the film such a a great feeling.
And with obviously now the film is finally finished, you know, after all these years and so much longer for the all of yous involved, what's the journey now for the film as it starts to make its way around the world? I think it's been out for a while in Australia and now it's finally come here to the UK.
You know, movies take time, you know, because they're permanent. That's why they take so long to make and they take so long to promote, because it's going to be around for generations to come. So, it's slowly making its way, you know, around the world.
And what's been kind of the reaction from crowds that have been going into it and coming out? What kind of discussions has it been?
Whether they're honest discussions or not, but people seem very, very touched by it. There's a lot of tears and they think it looks beautiful.
Yeah. It's that last stretch when it's in the hospital and there you are with the piece on. It's like, this wasn't the movie I thought it was originally.
Imagine a burlesque dancer, it's all about the breast and all about the performance and all about the female curves and to cut that all away.
Yeah.
You know, that's like gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, the woman that who did the insert, who came to film with me to do the after the mastectomy, what it looks like. She has kids, you know. She just said, I don't know how long I have. And she stood there in the bathroom and revealed herself to the crew and allowed us to film her in the place of me. And I mean, look, it's just like,
incredible. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. I wish you all the best with the movie. It's been worth the long wait for all of you.
Yeah, we love it. It's a beautiful little story.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Nerd Party.